Well, hundreds of dancers have graced the Muni stage, and in 1962, during the Civil Rights Movement, the show went on, but it was not immune to what was happening in the outside world. During that year, there was one dance chorus member who had her own security detail. She was 19-year-old Pelagie Green Wren, the Muni's first black dancer. Wren later opened a dance studio on Del Mar Boulevard and worked for 3 decades as a dance teacher in St. Louis Public Schools. She passed away last week at the age of 71. St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams spoke with 28-year-old East St. Louis native and Broadway dancer Hetty Barnhill earlier this week. Williams first asked her about what she remembered about Pelagie Green Wren's dance school.
Honestly, growing up, this Wren was intense. She was very strict. I remember her having her dance skirt on and her glasses on. Even when she teach sometimes, she had her sunglasses on. And I was terrified of Miss Wren when I was a baby because she was strict and I was very hyper. So she was there to keep me straight and narrow. And she did. I looked up to her. She was a very strict teacher. I knew exactly what she wanted. It was very intense dance school. By the time I got to the age of 8, I told my mother that I wanted to continue on with Miss Wren because I started understanding why she was so strict and intense. And she was, you know, very, very outspoken.
Were you aware of her presence in St. Louis, the barriers that she broke in being the first black dancer with the Muni and things like that?
I knew as a young girl, though, she was very important. There were so many awards and pictures around the dance school of her when she was younger dancing. I knew there was one of her in the chorus girls at the Muni. And this is why I looked up to her. I saw everything that she was doing through these photos and pictures. And then I was there with her in this moment, learning from the same person I saw on the pictures on the wall, and that was so inspiring. She felt more like a family member, like a very strict godmother than, you know, just a dance teacher. She had a huge hand of my success.
She was the woman who made you realize that you wanted to, even at the age that you were, that you wanted to pursue this as a serious career.
She was the beginning. She was the reason why I started dancing. If my mother never put me inside that dance school, I started at 3 years old. So I started learning how to take orders. I started learning, you know, a craft so early, and she was my teacher. And there was many times that I know my mother had a problem paying the tuition because there was a tuition to go to her school. There was money that cost for this the costumes, and there was money to, you know, travel. And there was times that she waived the fee for my mom and me, which she didn't have to do because she had rent to pay as well. So these are all the things that helped me continue to stay with her learning. She could have easily said, no, I'm sorry, we can't afford it. We can't have you here. And that would have been the end of my dance career early. But no, she continued to let us, you know, she continued to work with us. And I will always appreciate her for that.
So it seems like she taught not just how to dance, but how to really nurture a talent. And if you believe in someone and give them that opportunity, that they can really seize it.
I must say that in this world I'm in now, Broadway, and she was the first person that got me used to not sugarcoating everything. I learned at a young age that someone's intent, someone's meanness doesn't always mean that they don't like you. It means also that they believe in you. So she was tough on me because she believed in me. And I think because under all the toughness was a nurturing spirit. She got me used to the determination, the push through, because things weren't always easy at her dance studio. I'm so glad I was able to be under her wings.
How do you feel that someone like her can continue to have their legacy honored, you know, going forward? Because she's one of those women who made a big impact, but a lot of people who, if you didn't take her class or just didn't know her, have no idea who she was. You know, there's going to be a whole new generation of kids who will never even know that she existed. So what can be done in St. Louis and even beyond to remember the legacy of someone like her?
I would love to get back together with some of the students that have been touched by Pelagie and every year do something At least she should have a day, because you're right, a lot of people don't know her story. And her story was intense. Like I said, I didn't know all the pressure she had. I assumed she had pressure because, again, she was a black woman. She was a very light, fair-skinned black woman. But she was a black woman that broke boundaries.
If you had the opportunity to speak again with her one more time, what would you share with her?
It would be a simple thank you. It would be a simple thank you for giving me such a mature aspect of life in this dance world when I was so young. And for continuing to do what she loved to do. If she had stopped her dream or her passion, it would never touch the students she did. So it would be thank you.
That's Broadway dancer and East St. Louis native Hedy Barnhill talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams about dance teacher Pelagie Green Wren. Wren was the Muni's dance chorus's first black performer in 1962. She passed away last week at the age of 71. By the way, one of her security guards at the Muni in 1962 was Charles Wren, the former St. Louis City police officer, later married Pelagie Green Wren. And next week on Cityscape, we'll talk about the premiere of Barbara Harbach's new symphony to celebrate UMSL's 50th anniversary. And then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk about what people need to know about the new healthcare exchanges, which begin enrollment on Tuesday. And then Don looks at the next report in the For Sake of All initiative, examining how health influences the dropout rate, especially among African Americans in the St. Louis region. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Jeremy Bailey, and Christian Torres. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week.